our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I'm awesome, and Holly is awesome also.
You tricked me. You tricked me. You thought I was going to call you out, but I didn't, because you got there first. I was actually in the middle of calling you out. I was, like, my mouth was open to say, but you didn't.
So, I know.
So I didn't have to.
That's because I'm awesome.
That's very nice of you.
I can do that.
What's new in the world of Adam?
You're old. It was my birthday.
You're old.
I am old. I've been old the whole time.
No, you're old from... You're not old, though.
Did you just realize
it now? No, it was a joke. You're not actually old.
I mean, I am, though.
Mm-mm.
Anyway,
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. We just got off of work. It's real cold and rainy out today.
How was about your birthday?
What about my birthday?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eating a cupcake, so, because I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. You should save your appetite for snack time.
I have plenty of appetite. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Tell us about your birthday. What did you do on your birthday?
So on my birthday, I sat around all day
and
played video games.
Mm-hmm,
and it was the best day I ever had.
What happened when you got up on your birthday?
I don't remember.
Mm.
What was it?
When you walked into the kitchen.
Oh, is that when you made my cupcakes?
I made them the night before. But...
There was cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good.
They were cool.
But then I just... Well, but before that, like some weeks ago, I decided that after my birthday, I wasn't going to eat sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So I've decided I'm not eating any kind of processed sugar anymore.
Well, you're just... It's going to be really hard to avoid it in everything. Are you just avoiding like desserts and stuff?
Yeah.
Sweets? Okay.
Yeah, just sweets.
Because like we found... The last time we tried, remember when we didn't eat it for like a week or whatever, it's really hard.
I had a pancake today because my team made breakfast for us.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think there's sugar in pancakes, but...
There is.
But I didn't put syrup on it. I just had a dry pancake. Just one.
You could have put butter on it.
I could have.
That would have been at least something.
Didn't.
All right. All right.
I just had a dry pancake.
I am not stopping eating sugar.
That's what I was thinking. Obviously, because you're eating it right now. And you get to eat the rest of my cupcakes.
I might bring them to other people. Because there's like six cupcakes.
And they're real good.
They are pretty good.
I like the orange flavor that got in. Anyway, they're like magic symbols. They're on Facebook. If you haven't seen them, then you're not our friend.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be our friend on Facebook, by the way. You can just like our page.
Yeah. It's at, I don't remember how to get there.
Facebook.com/aha podcast. It's not very hard.
So last week, I just remembered now that we forgot to plug all of our stuff. All of our... Twitters
and
whatever.
We had an extra long episode last week. Mm-hmm. We had a guest list this week.
Yeah, we no guest.
No guest. As per usual.
Uh-huh.
Back to standard.
If you'd like to be a guest, let us know.
Yeah, if you live locally or even if you want to Skype in, we can make that work somehow.
I can figure out Skype.
We can figure out how to make that work. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't know how to Skype.
My sister indicated that she wants to be back on the podcast, so we'll have that happen.
Yeah, okay. She can be a guest.
I don't know when, but... what'd you get for your birthday?
I got Sentinels of the Multiverse, which is it's just an awesome kind of card game that you play against bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to beat the game, but you get like a deck of cards, and each character has a different deck of cards. If you haven't played it, it's really cool.
It's like a superhero villain thing. It is really fun.
Yeah, you get to be superhero, and you can have up to like five people be superheroes against the supervillain. And and then I also got Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate for the 3DS, which is a cool game that you get to fight monsters.
It's kind of, seems intense.
Yeah.
Like for a DS game, it seems really intense.
Yeah, it's very like, you have to be way into it. You can't, you have to focus and fight monsters.
Are you into it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It took me a little while at first. It took me a little while to get into it because like, you have to choose a weapon right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like, oh, I'll take the big sword. And then it was really slow and boring. And I was like, I don't like this. So then Then after the first quest you do, you can do, like, training on your weapons. And then there's, like, 20 different weapons or whatever that you can choose from, different types. And I found one that I like that works better.
What is it?
It's a sword and shield because it's fast and I can maneuver.
Right, just a regular, it's just called sword?
Sword and shield.
Really? That's what the weapon is called? Sword and shield? Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the type of weapon.
No, but what is the weapon itself called? Remember. See, that's what I was asking. I don't know. That's the fun stuff.
I don't know. It's the one that I have that I won't have for long. It's the first one.
Yeah, that's true. It'll diminish in value after a while as weapons do.
And I will get
a
different sword and shield to use. But I also like the there's one like called a hunter's horn, I think it's called, or hunting horn, and that one is like it's like a big. Like a bagpipe, it's like a big stick with like horns on the end of it, and then you like hit them, and then you blow into it, and it gives you bonuses.
You blow into it? Yeah, well, oh my god, I love when that happens.
And you go, hoo-roo-roo-roo, and then you. Then
do you have to blow on your DS?
No.
Because I like when games make you blow on your DS to stuff.
I'm not doing
that. Oh, it's boring.
I'm not doing that.
Zelda did that. Like the new Zeldas did that. Like you had to blow in the DS, light a fire or something. I don't remember.
I don't remember. I hate when they make me.
I didn't like Zelda Spirit Tracks. The Phantom one was good, but I didn't like Spirit Tracks one.
Link Between Worlds was good.
Didn't play it.
Yeah, so Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. I don't know what the difference is between Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate and Monster Hunter 4 Regular.
I don't know that there is a Monster Hunter 4 Regular. I think it's actually just Ultimate.
Just Ultimate?
Yeah.
Well, that's very Japanese of it to do that.
Yeah, just go all the way right away. Yeah. How many hit points do you have? Is it 7 million?
I don't know.
Because that's a very Japanese thing to do, too. Just, like, way too many damage at once. Instead of saying one damage, let's say 10,000 damage.
I don't think there's numbers for how much damage you do.
Oh, just like a
It just says, like, a little bar.
Well, how do you know how strong your weapon is, then?
You hit things with
you
it.
You just use it.
You just use it, and then you kill things.
Okay. I have a feeling there's probably a stat
I'm
somewhere
I'm new
there.
At it. But I was getting all sorts of tips from someone at work who plays it. And he gave me some websites to go to. There's like a website where you just type in what you're looking for, and it'll come up.
Tell you where to
That's
go.
Like, it's called Google. Anyway,
Google.
That was my joke.
It's raining outside today.
Yeah, it's
it just feels.
It's cold. It's chilly.
It's cold and rainy.
It's supposed to be like nice out at some point.
It was. It was like 80. Don't even. It was like 80, and now it's just rain. We're just getting all of April's rain a month late, because that's what we do. I heard they had a blizzard in South Dakota and Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
It just got blizzarded.
So I got a for my birthday. I also got in the mail a. Pennsylvania lottery ticket.
Yeah. We live in North Dakota.
Yeah, so there's no way to cash in a Pennsylvania lottery ticket if you would win.
Yeah.
But in this case, I did win the minimum amount of $5.
Ooh.
So
did the thing cost $5?
It was a $5 ticket.
All right. Yeah. You made someone else's money back.
I made someone else's money back. So I don't know if it's worth it for me to send this anywhere to
so
get the
$5. So if you live in Pennsylvania and you would like the $5 that we won...
Mm-hmm.
Or that Adam one, I guess.
If you would like $5, just send me 50 cents. And then you can get all of the $5.
I got, so at work, part of our work is handling email requests from people. And today I got one from someone who said that he was really trying to help me connect with my uncle's estate, my late uncle's estate.
Mm.
And he hadn't been able to get a hold of me, and I hadn't been responding to his emails. So all he would need was my name, my address, my contact numbers, and my occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd get back to me, and he figured it was like $12.6 million that I was missing.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about
right. Yeah, I didn't reply.
Why not?
You know, I don't know why not. It would have come from work. Who cares?
Uh-huh. Be like, yeah, this is my number.
This is my information.
Send me my 12 point whatever million dollars.
Send me my money.
Here's my bank account number
also,
so you can just deposit it for me.
What's my uncle's name? Because I didn't know I had a rich uncle. Well, I knew I had a rich uncle, but not that rich.
Mm-hmm.
I have an uncle who has some money.
Mm-hmm. 12.6 million rich.
No, it's not that many money. It's not that many money at all. I wish it was.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't give me any.
So another exciting thing about my birthday is I got a coupon from Qdoba.
You did? It is sitting in front of us on the desk.
And they say, get a something and get another one free.
Yeah.
So we're going to go have Qdoba for dinner.
We are. And also, yesterday we had steak, because you've been wanting to have steak for a long time.
Yeah, forever, because so, every time we go there, or every time we go out to dinner, you're like, let's go get sushi, and I'm like, all right, whatever. And then the steak place is right next door to the sushi place, so I see it, and I'm like, I wish we would have gotten steak instead.
And you have to drive through the steak place to get to the sushi place. Like,
so I'm
no
like,
way
can we just can we just change it and go get steak? And then you say, no.
No, and we never do. But you know what? Yesterday we had steak.
Yeah.
And you liked your steak.
I did.
I had ribs, which is weird. I never have ribs. Mm-hmm. I don't know what came upon me to eat ribs. And I ate them with a fork like a human being. Because they fell off
that's
the bone.
That's how robots
honestly,
eat ribs.
Honestly, though, if I had tried to pick those ribs up, it wouldn't even have worked because the meat fell off of the bone.
No, you're doing
so.
It wrong.
No,
you don't know how to
worked.
Eat ribs.
How would I have made that happen?
You pick it up. And then you, like, chew on it, and you pick up the meat, and you stick it in your face.
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to pick up, like, one rib at a time? Because that wouldn't
no,
have worked.
No, I don't know. You pull it.
Yeah, the bone would have come out, and the meat would still be there.
Yeah, and then
I'm
you
I'm not
pick
eating
up
that
the
with
meat.
My hands. No, why eat it with my hands when I can eat it with a fork?
I don't know.
Why eat it with my hands when I can eat it with a fork? I stayed clean. I didn't even have to, like, use the little things that they give you, the little wet wipes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have to use
it. Yeah, because you ate your messy food with a fork.
Yeah, because I don't...
Did you have your pinky out?
No!
Oh,
my God.
I'm so
fancy. I just don't like to get dirty.
I don't get barbecue... There wasn't even barbecue sauce on it. I don't even know what kind of ribs they were.
There was barbecue sauce on
it.
Was there? Yeah. It was just, like, cooked. Okay. Barbecue sauce. It was real good. I haven't had much for barbecue in my life. I've had, like, the Midwestern equivalent of barbecue, but I've never had anything that the South would call barbecue.
Like the real barbecue.
Can you imagine if someone who was, like, in a real barbecue went to Texas Roadhouse?
That's like the people who, like, think that pizza around here is real.
Yeah, oh, no, no. I mean, it's Midwest pizza for sure, but it's not pizza.
What does the Midwest have that's better than other places?
Hot dish?
No,
we're
that's,
real
but that's
good at
not,
hot dish.
That's not good anywhere.
Yes, it is.
No.
You just had the wrong kind of hot dish.
No, because all it is you take, like, cream of mushroom soup.
No, that's not always the case. There's other kinds of hot dish.
Tell me about these hot
dishes. There's other kinds of hot dish that don't... There's, like a Lutheran hot dish. It's, like, you don't use... You use, like, tomato juice instead of, like, the heavy sauces, and then you put, like, pasta in it and, like, meat. You'd like it. It's good. Hot dish is just... It is usually... It's, like, some sort of meat... Some sort of sauce, some sort of pasta sometimes, and then something on top, and then you bake it for a while.
Mm-hmm. I remember I had tater tot hot dish.
That stuff's so bad.
Which is the worst food.
I hate it.
It's like
really
cream of something
it.
With ground up hamburger
it's like,
and
I think
like
it's
mashed
like
potatoes.
Cream of mushroom and mashed potatoes. What?
Or not mashed, I mean tater
no,
tots.
Tater tots.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, no, so it's
and
like
green beans.
It's ground beef with like cream of mushroom soup and you mix it all together and you put green beans on it and then you put tater tots on top of that. Some people skip the tater tots and do like those crispy French onions instead.
Oh, the onions. But that's not a tater tot hot dish. That's a different hot dish.
It's green bean casserole. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with onions instead of tater tots.
Right.
In any case, it's disgusting.
Yeah, all those are gross.
I had it a lot when I was a kid, and I think I just had it one too many times, and I was
yeah.
way over
I
it.
Only had it when I moved to South Dakota, because
yeah.
it didn't exist in the
it's
real...
It's not a thing outside of
like
the,
real, in the East,
like in the real world.
In the East, they don't have that.
No.
They have real food instead.
And they shouldn't have it. I'm sure you guys have yours. You got Scrapple. You got
oh, but
your
nobody
share
eats
of gross
that.
Stuff.
Nobody eats Scrapple.
Yeah.
That was something that was forced on you, and you're like, nope.
I'm sure you have gross stuff that's equivalent to our
okay.
gross stuff.
If anyone,
Harupka? I think you told me about that.
That is a awesome food. It's you like scrambled eggs, right?
I'm not gonna eat cold, drained scrambled eggs. That's just a scrambled egg ball. Cold scrambled
okay,
egg ball.
So, yeah, you
no.
cook it, you cook it in a big thing, and then you put it in a cheesecloth, and then you drain it out, and then you cut it into like cubes. And then you put horseradish on it.
No, that all sounds disgusting.
But
there's no way I would eat that. No, it's not going to happen.
Horseradish.
Nope. That's really gross.
It is. You are incorrect.
Is horseradish like a common condiment? Is it the ranch of Pennsylvania?
No. You only bring it out at Easter.
You didn't know about ranch dressing before you came to the
Midwest,
did you?
I knew it existed.
No, but you didn't know about it.
I didn't know that people use ranch dressing on every food.
Pizza! Pizza and ranch is the best! Do you ever dip your pizza in ranch dressing?
That is heresy.
It's so good! It's so good.
No.
You should try it. No, we
put
ranch
on pizza
everything.
Is pepperoni or sausage.
Yeah, and then you dip that in ranch
no.
after it's cooked.
People like here put like tacos on pizza.
Yeah, taco pizza.
And they put, like, chicken. You can't put chicken on pizza.
You can't put chicken on pizza.
No.
You can.
That's against the rules.
I've had, have you ever had in
Or they
in
put
Fargo,
barbecue
they
sauce
had,
on pizza?
Yeah, that's a thing, too.
That's so
awful. I disagree with that a little bit. But in Fargo, they had...
I disagree with it completely.
There was a Chinese food place in the same building as a pizza place. So they made, like, Chinese food pizza. And it was really good. It shouldn't have been good. It was pretty good. I know you're skeptical. You just, what you have to do is you have to train your brain to remember that it's not real pizza.
It's not pizza. It's something that's shaped like pizza.
It's a different definition of pizza than you grew up with.
It's something shaped like pizza, but they call it pizza anyway.
Yeah. It's pizza. It's just a different kind of pizza. Just like Chicago deep dish pizza is completely different from a New York style pizza. Yeah. They're both pizza. They're just different kinds of pizza.
Okay. So pizza... You put tomato sauce, you put cheese on bread, and then you're done.
What if I put ribs on pizza? I'd eat rib pizza.
No, but it would have bones
just
in it.
Just the rib meat. Oh. Just take the bones out.
Well, that's different.
No, how is it different?
Well, no, I'm saying you wouldn't. That's not pizza.
It's something
else. Oh,
it's not pizza? It's not pizza.
It's like you can get like bread and cheese and then put stuff on it.
Yeah, that's pizza.
No.
I'm sorry, Snap's pizza?
Oh, that's special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one counts.
Yep.
Explain to our non-Hazleton listeners what Snap's pizza is.
So Snap's pizza is, it's like a square. It's Sicilian.
I think we talked about this
pizza.
In the podcast before, but it's been a
it's
while.
It's like Sicilian pizza, right? Mm-hmm. How it's a square. Mm-hmm. And
it's real thick.
It's really thick and doughy.
Super doughy.
And it has a lot of sauce and a little bit of cheese on top.
Yeah. And when you say a little bit of cheese, you really mean like
just a little bit of sprinkle
a breath
of
cheese.
Yeah. And it's, well, sometimes you get like a chunk of cheese. Like it clumps up in one spot and it's real good. But it's cooked and then it's cold. Mm-hmm. It's like room temperature. You eat it at room temperature.
You do. That was weird for me.
And it comes in a white box with 12 slices. I think it's 12.
If someone in Hazleton would want to figure out a way to mail us some Snap's pizza, I mean...
I think it's shelf stable, so it should be
mailed. It's pretty shelf stable. You could be able to mail it. My only concern would be a jostle around a lot. I don't know how you'd fix that.
I would love some Snap's pizza
right now. If you could figure that out.
Yeah, there's things back home that I miss a lot.
Yeah.
Like tasty cakes.
Well, you can't eat those now anyway.
I know, but I... But you Tasty would. Cakes, Yingling Lager, and Snap's Pizza.
Snap's Pizza.
And Two Guys Pizza.
Two but Guys is different. Pretty good, too.
Yeah, that is really...
You had Stromboli there?
Oh, Stromboli.
I could make Stromboli. That's a thing I'd be able to make. That's a thing that I have the capability of making. You just make pizza crust, and then you just fold it.
Mm-hmm. You just
That's
roll...
That's really all it is.
You get, like, salami and...
Yeah.
Whatever other things. Ham,
put
salami.
Put it in pizza crust, and you roll it up.
And you get, like, the jarred peppers and mushrooms, and you put them in there. Mm-hmm. Like in the jar, and then you roll it up and you cook it.
Speaking of peppers, so there's a place that comes to our work, and they do, like, it's like a food truck outside, and tomorrow they have sausage and peppers, and it's gonna be real good, and I got you some money so that you can go get sausage and peppers.
Oh, man! I'm gonna do that.
I know, I want you to, because I think you'll really enjoy it. That's all.
I shouldn't put them in these pockets, because I need these pants washed tomorrow.
Yeah, so put it in, where's your wallet?
It's in my bag.
What kind of a man are you? You don't have your wallet in your pocket?
It's in my purse.
It's in your man purse?
It's in my... I mean, it's a satchel.
It's a man purse. But it's okay. No, it is, actually. It's just a classy messenger bag.
I like it.
Satchel. Pretty good.
I like my satchel.
You know what I think? I wish I had some snacks.
Snack time?
Snack time!
All right.
What's our snack today?
Our snack today is made by Osem, O-S-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little wheat next to it.
There's a little wheat picture.
It's called Bisley Pizza. I'm sure this is not pizza.
I think it's pizza flavored. They look like, the bag makes it look like they're like crackers. Got this from the kosher section of our local Target. I did not know that there were, that there was any sort of Jewish population here.
It smells kind of like
tomato-y crackers. All right.
And it's kind of like, it's shaped like a window.
It's a cube. It's a cube with like a window in it. Like, you know how when you're a kid and you draw a window on a house that you draw? That's what this looks like. It tastes very wheaty.
Not very pizza-y.
No, not very pizza-y at all. What do they taste like? They taste like something I've had before.
Just boring.
They taste like those hard breadsticks. You ever had those? They're a little bit like that, but they're wheatier.
They're very crunchy.
They're very wheat.
Mm-hmm.
They're darker than I thought they'd be. Hey, maybe let me have another one. Yeah, I know, but I only got one.
All right, you can have the rest of those.
Wheat snacks, pizza flavor.
I give them 3 out of 10.
3? Yeah. I'm probably about They just don't have much flavor. It's probably because they're made of real food, because they're kosher. Mm-hmm. And they're made of, I know what all this stuff is, so. MSG!
There you go.
It's listed as flavor enhancer.
It didn't do much.
No. Wheat flour, palm oil, sunflower oil, salt, yeast, dextrose, soy protein, spices.
So yeah, so today I decided since Modern Masters, the new Modern Masters set is coming out.
Magic time!
It's a Magic Minutes.
Magic Minute!
So since Modern Masters is coming out, I kind of got back into my set that I'm making, developing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the draft archetypes for Modern Masters 2015 is Proliferate with Wither, which was, I thought I did it first, but apparently they already had it done.
Oh.
So I have to switch mine around a little bit. And I'm going to focus on my set in making the draft archetypes more independent of each other, so I can do, like you start with the 5 allied colors, but I kind of have to do it differently. I'm still working on that. I'm rolling it around in my brain, but I'm working on it. I think I'm going to get rid of ice counters and do something more. Yeah.
I like the ice counters, though.
I like them, but I don't like having them and minus one counters at the same time. Two different types of counters.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. I feel like the ice counters gave it good flavor, though. They really brought flavor.
I'm doing something else instead. I'm doing like counting the amount of snow permanence you have and doing something that way. Like snow matters. So like every snow mechanic I have.
So it's snow devotion.
Yeah, basically. Like devotion. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's affinity for snow, which I also have, but I kind of want to do something that is not snow based, because all the mechanics I have besides Wither are snow based.
Right.
So, I don't know what it's going to be yet. It might be like count the number of non-snow permanents you have and then do something that way. Because I have, because all the snow stuff, if you have to go one way or the other. So if you control no snow permanents, something happens. Or this enters the battlefield with -1/-1 counter for each snow permanent you control. So it kind of forces you to not be snow. So you can go snow or no snow.
I'll be sad to lose ice counters. Because I think they brought good flavor, but I remember having some balance issues with them.
Yeah.
Either you had them and you had nothing to do with them, or you needed them and you could never get them. Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. It didn't play well.
No, I can see that.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna try and do the not having snow is important. Like if you're building a certain type of deck, you don't want to have snow cards.
Right.
And it might be like black, green, red. Or I like black,
the
red.
The non-snowish colors.
Yeah, black, red doesn't want to have snow, but there's a certain part of that that does. But you can also do not having snow. And
I can see
powerful.
Green having snow.
Yeah.
But black and red.
Well, no. I mean, any color can. And
right,
cannot,
I know, but.
But I kind of want to make it so there might be a couple cards in each color that care that you don't have snow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know.
Magic minute.
Magic 3 minutes, whatever. Anyway, that's me and my developer, whatever, developing brain, just talking out loud. I kind of want to do a podcast about magic, but Holly doesn't want to do it with me because nobody cares.
Well, I don't know that you'd have enough original things to say outside of what's already being said on other magic podcasts. You know?
I don't know.
Maybe Gully will do one with you.
Maybe I'll just do it by myself.
No. Nobody wants to hear one person talk forever. Do you ever hear Marc Maron's intros? Nobody wants to hear that. A good podcast has 2 people on it. Okay. But I bet Gully would do it with you.
Okay.
Gully, hit us up.
Yeah.
You're going to be gone for 6 weeks, though, so.
Well, we're going to be gone for some time.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a top 3?
I do. I have the top 3 we didn't use last week.
Okay.
All right.
Top 3.
Top 3. Fictional universes you would want to live in.
Oh no, I don't want to live in any of them.
Sure you do.
Okay, fictional universes that I would want to live in.
Mm-hmm. It can be movies, TV, books, whatever.
How about The Matrix? It seems real nice.
But inside The Matrix, not outside of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just live in The Matrix.
That's your number 3?
Yeah.
In no particular order. I'd live in the Avatar world.
Oh, so would everybody. There's people who had
Depression about it.
Because they couldn't live there.
You know what, though? I would still live there.
Yeah. They don't have TV, though.
I don't think they need it. Get that little mind meldy brain thing.
The little creepy head tentacle?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add about...
Nope.
Okay. My number two would be... I would live in Ooh.
What's Ooh?
Ooh. The Adventure Time world.
Oh, yeah! Mm-hmm. Which part would you want to live in?
I mean, it's not that big.
Okay.
I live in the Candy Kingdom. Which kingdom?
Candy Kingdom? Okay. Yeah.
Or the Hot Dog Kingdom.
I think Hot Dog Kingdom would be tough because everything would be designed too short for you.
Everything's real little.
Because they're all little. Mm-hmm. I think I would live in Breakfast Kingdom.
Breakfast Kingdom? Yeah, okay. That's such an interesting universe.
It is.
And then we could hang out with BMO and dance.
Uh-huh. BMO likes to dance. BMO will do whatever you ask BMO to do, though.
Yeah.
Oh, BMO. I would want to live... I'd want to live in the Katamari universe just for the hilarity of it.
Oh no, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is real dangerous. You're gonna get rolled up and set on fire, but it would be hilarious watching other people get rolled up and set on fire.
Mm-hmm. You just have to be bigger than
them.
The
key is just to be real fat. Uh-huh. Be real fat in one of the starting areas that nobody ever remembers to go back mm-hmm. to.
Or just be in the starting area.
Yeah.
But eventually your planet gets rolled up. Your continent yeah. gets rolled up.
Yeah, I mean, you're fucked, but...
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny. It'd be funny to watch it happen. You got another one? You got number one? You have to have another one.
Well, I mean, how about the Marvel Comics universe?
It seems dangerous.
Yeah, of course it's dangerous, but there's superheroes, because I could be one of them. I could
That's
be a
true.
Superhero.
You could be like a shitty superhero.
Uh-huh.
Like, that nobody wants. Mm-hmm. So, I think we watched Avengers since the last time we talked about what our week happened.
The Avengers movie?
Yeah, because I don't think we talked about it when Gully was on.
When did we see that? We saw it on Saturday.
We saw it the day before, 2 days before Gully was on. Mm.
It was okay.
It was solidly okay.
Yeah, pretty okay.
I thought of it because I was thinking we saw the trailer for Ant-Man, which did not look okay.
Yeah.
It actually looks pretty bad.
Yeah, I feel kind of... I'm kind of sad that Edgar Wright stopped doing it because he would have made it good.
Well, I think the problem is he stopped doing it because they wouldn't let him make it good. Mm. From the sounds of it, they were creative differences in that they didn't want to let him do what he wanted to do. He probably would have made it good. But they won't let him do it.
It's too bad. Who ended up directing it?
I don't know. Someone I didn't know.
It's nobody.
There's some random person. I'm sure they did something else, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
That's a pity, though.
Yeah. There's going to be a whole bunch of other movies coming out. I love that the Marvel is just like, they have a whole big thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you get a couple of them a year, and it's all one big story.
Mm. Did you see X-Files has a date now?
Oh, yeah. When is it?
January 24th. 2016.
Okay.
New X-Files miniseries.
Right on. As long as it's better than the last movie, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask for. And it might just be awesome. Who knows?
Boy, I really don't know. Yeah, I got burned pretty hard by that movie.
I've been watching the X-Files. I've been keeping up with it with Kumail's X-Files podcast. Mm. And there just haven't been that many great episodes. There's a couple that are okay. Every once in a while, there's a good one, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem that great to me.
It helps to have a crush on one of the characters.
Does it?
I found that. I found that helps in TV shows.
I haven't had like crushes on TV shows since I was a teenager, though. Like
really?
Yeah.
I guess I still have my teenage crush.
Oh, you just keep them going?
Yeah, just kept that one going.
Okay.
It's easier that way.
I'm more jaded. I'm old now. Yeah, I just don't...
Like, ugh, everybody's terrible. No, grumpy. That's not true. There's still girls you like to have a crush on.
Yeah.
You still like that Winona Judd.
Winona Ryder, you mean?
Whatever, I don't care.
They're entirely different people.
It doesn't matter. Watched Little Women last night. I've never seen Little Women before.
Yeah, spoilers.
No, but I hadn't. I'd never seen Little Women. It was very feminist. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was all like, ladies should be able to do stuff. Nobody ever told me that. I guess we read it, like, a little bit of it when I was a kid, but I don't remember
anything. Nobody ever told you that you should be able to do stuff?
Well, I mean, I was thinking more along the lines of nobody ever told me Little Women was feminist, but...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I guess that's because you're not really racist or sexist, so you don't... I don't think it occurs to you...
Ugh, women! How dare they vote?
I don't think it occurs to you that people shouldn't all be able to do the same stuff.
Yeah.
You're one of the good ones. You don't do it on purpose, I don't think, though. And there's more you could learn, but you try. You're like, yeah, of course. That should be good. I need to come up with another universe, I've just realized. You did your number one, and I didn't do mine. I keep coming up with universes that aren't fictional. Mm-hmm. Like the Julia Child universe, but she's real.
But she's a person.
But I'd live in her house.
Let's cook it up.
I don't think she said, let's cook it up.
She just stood in the thing, and it's delightful.
I love Julia Child. She's so great.
Yeah.
I know. Or I was thinking, like the Parks and Rec universe, but that's just like real life, only it's a little fictional, so yeah, that I don't think that really counts either. Trying to come up with something that's like super extra.
You could live in the Viewisk universe.
No, I would not live in the Viewisk universe. Not interested. Mm-hmm. Not.
But you could hang out with Jay and Silent Bob.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I have never been interested in that. There has to be another one I would live in, though.
Oh, I just remembered something.
Oh, I didn't know we had that MST3K movie.
Do we?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had it either. I think I bought it for you at some point.
You probably did.
Because I never got into it. Mm-hmm. But I found out they're making, they're rebooting Cube.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
What do you mean, no?
I mean,
if they do it good, if they do it well, then I'm happy. But
yeah.
As long as it's not Cube Zero, ugh, that was the worst.
I don't know. I hope they do. I hope they do it well. That's all. I think there's a lot of room for error.
Yeah. Like what they did with Cube Zero.
Yeah.
You didn't see Cube Zero, did you?
Was that a third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I only saw the first two.
Yeah, the first one was awesome. No, I had it briefly and then I got rid of it because it was awful.
Yeah. Oh, I figured out my other universe I don't want to live in.
I know. You didn't even have to say it.
What?
You said you're going to say the X-Files universe.
No, that wasn't what I was going to say. Oh. That's almost real life. No.
That's almost real.
Little Big Planet. It's so cute! Everything's cute! Everything in the whole place is cute! It's so cute! It's all made of fabric and it's adorable. That's where I would want to live because everything looks really comfortable.
You wouldn't want to live in the X-Files universe?
No. It's just real life again, like mostly.
Yeah, it's mostly real
mostly
life.
Real
except
life.
Except for aliens. Maybe.
Maybe. No, there's definitely aliens.
Maybe there's aliens.
No, there's definitely aliens.
I don't know.
No, you haven't seen far enough in the show. There are definitely aliens.
I don't know.
They start calling them alien bounty hunters. They are aliens.
I don't know.
They're aliens. They're aliens.
You're aliens.
No. Maybe. That would explain a lot.
You want to live in Middle Earth?
What do I live in Middle Earth?
I mean, if I could live in Hobbiton.
In the Shire? Yeah, I'd probably live in Middle Earth. In any other part of Middle Earth, I probably wouldn't live in Middle Earth.
Nah.
I'd be bored. The Shire would be okay.
Yeah.
You have to like, out. Yeah, but you still have to like garden and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the simple life, you
I
know?
I don't have to garden in Little Big Planet. What I do just you eat? Take naps on anything.
All right. That is our episode for today.
No!
And we're going to be done and go get Qdoba for
Qdoba,
dinner.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to get Qdoba.
Right, but
I haven't even looked at the menu yet.
You've been there. You know the menu.
Okay,
wait. We didn't plug any of our shit. Remember how you said last week we forgot to plug our
at
stuff?
At Matt Olaf.
At Only Obsessed.
At Aha Podcast.
Facebook.com/AhaPodcast. AhaPodcast.com.
MattOloff.blogspot.com.
That's, yeah, just MattOloff.com directs
there,
too.
MattOloff.com.
That's your blog. Hit us up. Send us stuff. Please. I get so bored waiting for somebody
to
reply.
Somebody, like
make a
message,
comment.
Make
or,
a
like,
comment. If you even listen.
Your brother's the only one who comments on our Facebook page.
Maybe nobody even listens.
Oh.
That's probably it.
I know they do. They tell me in person.
If you,
tell us digitally.
Yeah, tell us. Go on Facebook
There's no,
and tell everybody.
Our clout score doesn't go up if you tell us in person. I don't know what that is, really.
The clout
I'm just,
score?
I think it's a measure of how much people like you
of
on the internet.
How many clouts you have.
Yeah, I really don't know. But it's
so, yeah,
a thing
tell
on
your
the
friends to listen. Even
yeah.
if they don't know us, they might think we're funny.
Maybe they think we're interesting. I don't know if we try to be funny so much. Maybe I do a little bit. I've started writing my stand-up set that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
What I have so far is not very much and very time sensitive.
Do you know what mine is?
I know what yours is.
So, I think I'm addicted to water.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, like, I wake up in the morning and I just need it. I feel like I need to have water or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Isn't that addiction?
That's addiction.
Yeah.
That's addiction.
That's my joke.
No, my stand-up joke needs to be told about now-ish.
Okay.
So I've been married for 9 months, and the audience is supposed to, like, applaud a little bit, and then I say, don't clap for that, because there are so many things I've done for more than 9 months that don't mean anything. Like, I think I've probably had a rash for longer than I've been married,
yeah.
Or I think I've gone without washing my clothes for more than longer than I've been married. Like, I'm pretty sure this bra hasn't been washed since I got married. That sort of joke. It's not very funny, but it's a starting place. Okay, the face you're making doesn't translate on the podcast. It's a joke. It's not real life. They're fake. Jokes are fake.
You don't wash
jokes
your bra.
Jokes are fake.
Do you wash your bra?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Jokes are fake.
You heard it here first, folks. Holly does wash her bra.
Jokes are fake.
Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.